I want to announce that the leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement that will reduce the deficit and avoid default. The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president. We're not done yet. I want to urge members of both parties to do the right thing and support this deal with your votes over the next few days.
This morning, they started to bomb some places. We heard the tank bombing from the east side of the city. And then after a few calls, with my friends, from around the city, I knew that they were bombing the neighborhood called Al-Hamidiyah in Al-Hadr, the part of the city. And they actually, they hit, two buildings. They hit the mosque, the Al-Hamidiyah mosque over there, and they hit the pharmacy. I was out, but, it's very dangerous to be out. My friend told me, he's been hearing a lot of shots, while he's walking around. And some people, at the hospital, they cannot go to the hospital. They couldn't, take the injured people to the hospital because there's a lot of snipers today in the city, and they are targeting every person who's moving around.
Ladies, starting next year, your insurance company is going to have to pay for your birth control. I mean for the whole thing. You won't have a copay at all. So that means your birth control pills, your IUD, surgery if you want to get your tubes tied. The only thing that your insurance company won't have to pay for is a vasectomy for your husband or boyfriend. They won't pay for that. This is just for women. Surveys show that most Americans like this idea. The only people who aren't too crazy about it are Catholic groups and far-right groups. They say that they don't want their insurance premiums going to pay for something that they philosophically object to.
It is a coup for the Coast Guard, as stopping a semi-submersible in the Caribbean is a first and represents new tactics smugglers try to get into drugs and contraband. And we use the crew of the cutter Oak and a team of highly trained FBI divers to locate the semi-submersible once it's sunk in approximately 75 feet of water. We searched about a 5-square-mile area at about 100 feet apart, and we located the submersible and ultimately got 232 bales and weighing at about 15,380 pounds.